Let's turn our attention now to the weather forecast. We're joined by Don Day. He's a day weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. I want to start in the deep south. Barry came on land, but boy, it sure seemed like it fizzled pretty quickly. What can you tell me about its path and what it dropped?
Well, it certainly did fizzle in terms of what it was expected to do. It really did not live up to expectations. This was a really good example of why we all have to be cautious, meteorologists included, about how much stock and faith we put into computer modeling. Now, all of the computer models overforecasted the rainfall as much as 5-6 times than what actually fell. Now, we're still going to be somewhat concerned with some heavy rainfall across portions of the eastern Corn Belt up into Pennsylvania, eastern Ohio, and New York State here over the next 24 to 48 hours as the remnants head that way. But certainly, it was not a storm system that lived up to its potential, but we're still going to see some rains for it over the next 24 to 48 hours before we go back into a pattern where we aren't going to have any tropical activity for a while.
Okay, so given that, will the heat live up to the hype that we've heard about it?
Well, I think it will, but as we have mentioned in this program earlier this season, we're going to have hot periods this summer, but they're not going to be persistent. And this is a good example. Over the next 5 to 7 days, we will see some heat out of the desert states move northeastward all the way into the upper plain states, into portions of the western Corn Belt, to be followed by some cooler weather by the middle portions of next week. And I think this is how we're going to see the heat be this summer. We're going to have it for a while, but it's not going to stay.
So tell me about where it will be and how hot.
Well, first of all, expect the plain states and the east slopes of the Rockies to see temperatures get into the 90s. There's going to be some 100s in Texas, eastern New Mexico, Kansas, portions of Colorado, even Nebraska could have some areas approaching the upper 90s to near 100 degrees. And those warmer temperatures, lots of 80s, lots of middle to upper 90s headed into the western and central areas of the Corn Belt and the northern plains between now through the weekend and probably into Monday of next week. But after that, all of those areas will start to see some cooler temperatures.
And will they be cooler than normal or just normal temperatures for the summertime?
Just going back to normal. So if we were to average the next 10 to 15 days, we would find that temperatures will be at or a little bit above average in most areas. So the cooler weather coming in the middle of next week is going to counteract the above normal temperatures that we're going to see over the next 5 days.
Will we see any rain in this forecast?
We will. We're going to see a smattering of shower and thunderstorm activity, nothing that looks to be terribly excessive, but there will be some drier weather with some of the heat here in the short term.
All right. Hey, thanks so much, Don.
Thank you.
It's Don Day. He is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming.